Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Cough in the Deep. I am your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I hope everyone's doing great today, and I'm so glad you guys are such big supporters of our ministry here at identitynetwork.net and writing in for prophetic words, dream interpretation, and also don't forget all the thousands of pieces of product we offer. You know, people don't realize, but every single day we get new product, new ebooks, new audio downloads, new regular hard copy books. We get a lot of different things, including all my courses that I come out with probably once or twice a month, books and everything else. So thank you again for really helping build this ministry. And plus, the main thing is we want to be able to educate all of you guys in your endeavors, your Christian walk, to be able to empower you with fresh new revelatory things. And one thing you will always find here at identitynetwork.net is actually grace. One of the main messages that we teach and preach and we bring forth to hopefully through our articles and different people that we are really picky, we choose, you know, through prayer, and that is that we are able to be a light of grace to a dark world. We're able to give hope and a bright future, love to people, you know, and so you'll always find grace here, and you'll always find a big, huge mixture of people all from all walks of life, you know, coming to Identity Network, and we treat them all as if they're God's children because we know that God loves us all. Amen. So today I want to talk to you about something that I think every one of you will benefit from. I have talked to so many people the past couple of years who are just so entrepreneur-minded, so wanting to just be able to find, you know, the strategies and the business techniques that they're called to do. Because a lot of times people don't realize, but we're all called one way or another to some type of business structure, whether it's some type of entrepreneur, starting something, initiating something. And so I want to take just a couple of moments today and tell you about a couple of strategies that I believe will be empowering and beneficial to each and every one of you. Because almost every one of you are going to deal with business some type, some way or another, whether you're starting your own business, you're involved in a business, or you're working. You know, one thing I always recommend to people is, first and foremost, if you're not a business owner, if you're not an entrepreneur, not a problem. You can still be a leader where you are. It doesn't matter if you're at McDonald's, if it doesn't matter if you're at Walmart, it doesn't matter if you're on the corporation, if you're you know, in New York City, you know, working for Trump Towers. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you begin to remember we are 10 times wiser than the children of this world, and we have to be able to find ourselves in a place where we're open-minded, we're being fed, not just naturally, but spiritual as well, education and wisdom. So I want to bring to you some points that might be good for you guys and sort of jettison you into your own destiny and vision. So a couple of strategies I want to bring forth to you as business owners and people who are really interested in business, on their job, as far as even getting promoted. The first one basically is learn to think about mobility. Learn to think about mobile phones. Learn to think about smartphones. Mobile must come first. Did you know in 2004, there was a research showed that smartphones and tablets were made up of 60% of total digital media time spent, which, check this out, was actually up 50% from 2013. That is 60%, folks, of people who spend time on their smartphones and their digital social media and networking, things like that, that are done through tablets and phones, more importantly, even through phones. And yet that is a 50% markup, folks, from 2013. Now, this upcoming year, we can expect mobile usage to continue to definitely increase. And in fact, surprisingly, even tablets has made a huge comeback. We're seeing tablets and smartphones are actually decreasing in price. And do you know that it's anticipated that around 2.97 billion mobile internet users, that is 2.97 billion mobile internet users, and approximately of all those 91% internet users by 2017. We're expecting, the statistics say there's going to be at least 91% of internet users by 2017. 91%, folks. That only leaves, check that out, that only leaves what? 9% of the world's population not on the internet. And so you're talking, first and foremost, you're going to have to learn to be able to be mobile. You may need to make sure you know about the latest and the greatest technology. Technology, folks, is taking over the world. We are forgetting that we're in a technological age that is advancing so extremely quick. I'll give you a great example. I remember back in my life, and just like every one of you, unless you're under 14 years old, but every one of you are at that place where you remember, like I do, at a place where there's, was it 2000 and 1998, 1997, where there was nothing. I mean, there was like, we had pagers, you know. Remember the day of pagers where we didn't even have cell phones, we didn't have, you know, internet things. We had just pagers. I remember back in the day just, you know, sending a text in my pager to a friend of mine, and I still remember to this very day thinking, wow, man, we are advanced. I can actually receive a little pager. You know, my little pager will vibrate and let me know that someone's calling me. And yet I had to stop over, find some service station, and go to a pay phone and call them. But I thought, man, I was hip. You know, I thought I was just, this was the best ever. But we don't stop to realize, look at that technology. And even then we thought we were so advanced. But now look where we are right now, folks. We're in a day and an age where things have accelerated so extremely much that now we're seeing about, in the next year and a half, we're seeing about 91% of the Earth's population will be internet-based. 2.97 billion people, folks. Do you realize that there will come an age and a time where people will buy things from the internet almost everywhere and everyone around the world? Do you realize that? Which means it's so vitally important that we begin to get involved in knowing technology. You know, the Bible mentions a lot about knowing thy enemy. You know your enemy. You know, we suffer from a lack of knowledge, you know, and knowing we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. These three scriptures alone let us know, first and foremost, get educated. Get educated about your opposition. Get educated about what's asset, what's a debit. Be educated on what will work for you and what will not work for you. Get educated in knowing, you know, those who are against you and those who are for you. But also know the day and age you live in of what can be utilized for you, what can empower you. And folks, I'm telling you, what will empower you is that of the internet. And knowing that everyone, do you realize I had a family member the other day asked me, she said, it's amazing how powerful the ministry has become and how worldwide. And I told her, actually, it's international. I mean, we have thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands who write in for words and dream interpretation and order product from us daily. I said, so you're dealing with half the world, if, you know, more, of course, more of a small percentage, a very, very small percentage who know about our ministry, even though it's a huge percentage, let's say in the prophetic movement. But yet, folks, we're forgetting there are billions upon billions of people who to this very day don't even know we exist. And just like with your business, there'll be billions of people that won't know you exist. But guess what? There's 350,000 to maybe 5 million or maybe 10 million people who actually can and will discover you through your lifetime. And so you can imagine, folks, from that number through the billions that have not. So folks, guess what? And every day we're progressing. Every day we're advancing. Every day we're growing, not just us as a ministry, but every day the world is growing into this amazing World Wide Web mentality. And everyone, once again, needs a smartphone and is updating to smartphones. I talk to people almost every day who are saying, yeah, I have this old beat-up dinosaur phone. And you know what's really funny is the dinosaur phones they consider to be the flip phones, you know, that are not like iPhones or Androids. And yet, you know, let's face it, folks, those dinosaur phones came out, what, 9, 10, 11 years ago. And yet, guess what? Can you imagine, even before that, we thought even the flip phones would be the latest, the greatest, the very best on earth. And yet, wow, just to own a phone I could stick in my pocket and answer it all at any given time, even that was tremendous. But so you can see how technology has advanced in the past even 15 years. And so you can imagine, folks, in the next 15 years, the next 10 years, and the next 20 years, can you imagine 5 years? Can you imagine where we will be, folks, as a society of people in technology? So what I tell people is this: jump on the bandwagon now. Do not let this pass you by. One of the main things people do in life is you get on board while something is just beginning. And even though this is not a beginning stage, it actually still is in the babying stage, if you think about it. Because of the fact, you know, internet world, basically, we're going to say is, what, 12 to 15 years old at that? And so you're dealing with the fact that we are still seeing a tremendous evolution, a tremendous metamorphosis take place within the internet world. So guess what? You are still at that place where you can still jump on board and still ride the waves as we progress and morph in the future to see what's going to happen with science, see what's going to happen in technology, all these different things. I would encourage you to jump on board now while you have the opportunity. Because you know what? You only live once, and God wants us to be able to progress in our call and what it is that He wants for us. And the best way to do that, folks, is get on board while the getting's good. That's what we used to say in the South. Because it's true. Get on board while the getting's good. And while it's going right now, jump on board and watch and see that you can learn to outdo even your education of what it is that you don't know by learning. All right? So the first thing is what? Think mobile first. Very important. The next thing is improve customer experience. You know, one of the things I've realized in my life is, you know, the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, which means the testimony of your experience, your journey, and your life from your family, your friends, economically, socially, relationally, you know, experientially, soulishly, spiritually, naturally, every bit of you, guess what, plays a big role in your We can say evolution. We can say your revolution. We can say the coming forth, the birthing forth of more of what it is that you know you're called to do as a call of God upon your life. And yet, these are the things that we must know. And so, improving customer experience means that you have to be able to get in a place where you are warm and you're welcoming and you're inviting to people. You know, one thing people that do not understand in the Christian world is this. Does shock factors exist? Absolutely. They make people like Madonna. They make people like these rap stars and different people, they make them famous because they're shock factors. But shock factors do not last forever. And shock factors in the entertainment world will have a negative effect on you down the road, which means you can bring a shock factor right now, but once it's sort of died out, that shock factor of the negative part of it, aspect of it, will follow you. And so at the moment, it makes you great and famous. Why? Because people have itching ears. People want to hear gossip. They want to hear, you know, did you hear so-and-so say this and do this and slept with so-and-so and did a porn video and all this other stuff, you know, that we see in the entertainment world. And people jump on board to see if it's real. And plus, the curiosity. You know, curiosity will drive people crazy just to see if it's real and just to see if they follow through with this and if they follow through with that. And so shock factors are real things, but they don't last, for one. And for another, they're not integrity. They don't speak of integrity. Things of integrity and excellence will last you many, many years to come. And that's what you're looking for. You don't want to be a one-hit wonder. One-hit wonder as a positive or one-hit wonder as a negative. You want to be what God wants you to be. You want to be one that the enemy can't find anything on you because you walk in such a high level of integrity that you don't want shock factors. You want to be able to do line upon line, precept on precept, where you start from scratch and you build, and you're building the blocks as you go up and you're living the experience of each block. That way, when you progress, you will remember the feeling, the emotion, the experience you had, the presence of God coming upon you in every step of the way. And these are things that you treasure and you remember, and the concrete will harden as building blocks for you to begin to progress further in life. Now, when we try to deal with improved customer experience, I'm talking about this. Live in the now moment. Have an experience where you respect yourself enough to allow yourself to have an experience. Give yourself permission to have an experience, to where that way you're able to enjoy the essence of life. Because these things are so important that you will stop along the way and have a cup of coffee. What does that mean by that? I mean, you'll stop along the way to have conversations with people. You'll stop along the way to love on people. You'll stop along the way to show people, you know, advice or to help them get across the street. You'll help them. So customer experience to me is speaking just that. It means you will empower people and you'll empower your employee and your employees and your customers. Why? Because you get to the place where you care and you're concerned with lifting all those around you higher than you are. You know, there's an old saying. It's by Andrew Reid, who is the CEO of Vision Critical. And what he said was, customers are beginning to understand that their true value to companies goes well beyond their wallets. This is the age of the empowered customer. When a single complaint on social media can cost a business millions of dollars, an online review can shape the fortune of a restaurant, and feedback can significantly affect business decisions. So guess what? A good name is to be chosen among riches. And when you begin to go forward and you begin to realize all it takes is one negative against your 5,000, all positive reviews, and that one negative can hurt you and harm you and take you down. Now, are we going to have negatives in our lives? Sure we are. are. No matter how much on earth that all of us here at the ministry strive to please customers, make them happy, you know, get their orders out on time, get the prophetic word on time, you know, believe God for integrity of accuracy in the prophetic and all this other stuff. And even on the road, I do the same thing. But you will always, it's just life, folks, you will always tend to have a negative here and there every once in a while. We might have maybe one or two negatives a year out of thousands of people. That's not bad, folks. That's pretty good, actually. And so when you do that, you have to remember that how are you going to handle the negativity? Are you going to, you know, shatter? Are you going to fall apart to pieces or take it personally? No, you can't afford to. You've got to look at that and see if you, how you can give good customer experience by giving them a relation of something that you can help them out with. How can I make you happy? How can I really help you? Because I want to be there for you. And that's the whole key thing, is you have to go beyond the wallets and look at and the fact that you're called to empower a customer. Your job is to empower the customers, not to actually just take the money and say, here, enjoy this book, see you, adios. No, your job is to empower them to where they leave with the essence or the residue of something you said, something you gave them, that they will take on for life. And folks, guess what? They will always remember that, which means they will return back to you because they always, people always remember who influenced them the most. People always remember who made an effect on them in a good, positive way the most. And they will return back and back and back to empower that person because you first empowered them. And they'll empower you by actually purchasing your product, by inquiring of your abilities and your experience and inquiring of all the things you offer them. And so remember that these are very important roles to play, and that is be customer friendly. Love people. The Bible says what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, but also love your neighbor as you love yourself. When you put these two principles in action in your workplace, you will learn to love God first and love people like you love yourself. And people will remember that. They will see that. All right. Next thing I want to also tell you within the sort of business structure world is, and this is really interesting to me, invest in training and education. Invest in training and education. It is so vitally important, folks, that we begin to understand that we suffer from lack of knowledge. I probably use that scripture in every teaching and every course because people need to realize you have got to be empowered. God doesn't just empower you because you happen to be God's favorite. God doesn't just give you knowledge and wisdom and downloads in your spirit of things you don't know, because that bypasses His word. He lets you know, a man that doesn't work doesn't eat. If you don't work, you will not eat. No matter how bad you beg God, plead with God, God will begin to say, I honor my word above my name. I need you to get the education you need. Learn, even if it's sweet street smarts, it doesn't matter. Learn, learn, learn. You can learn folks from uneducated people. You can learn folks from very educated people. You can learn from just having a life experience and learning how to take that and receive it and turn it into education, turn it into knowledge that will empower you. And the main thing in life is not just knowledge that will empower you, but activated knowledge. Put knowledge into work for you. When knowledge is in action and it's in place for you to be able to walk out, folks, you'll be more empowered than you've ever imagined or thought possible. Because the main thing with us here at the ministry is educating people. You know, God doesn't just, once again, just cause you to find favor between God and man because, you know, you just feel as if God just owes it to you or God just wants to bless you. We're so big in the charismatic move to God wants to bless us, but there are stipulations in the sense of there are responsibilities. Responsibilities such as train your child in the way they should go. You know, honor your mother and father. You suffer from lack of knowledge. Get a vision. Without a vision, you will perish. God, you know, a man that doesn't work doesn't eat. There are requirements here that God says you can set your life up to be so fulfilled and so satisfied financially, mentally, economically, every relationally, socially. Every area of your life can be so set up and blessed to where you know the abundance of life that God promised you. But you have to begin to learn through the thick and the thin, the bad and the good, and realize there will be trials and tribulations. And through those, how are you going to respond through it? How are you going to respond through it? If you react to it, you will fall to pieces every time and you will lose ground. When you learn to respond to things, you will take them to heart and you'll begin to learn from it. You know, I tell people all the time, you can learn from a cow. You can learn from a horse. You can learn from a dog. Let me explain this to you. And this is one of my favorite quotes I like to use in sermons all the time. You know, cow manure stinks. It's nasty. It's disgusting. It's gross. But folks, you might look, and no matter what you call cow manure, and we'll stay with a G at this, no matter what you call it, it is gross. But yet God turns all things around for our good, which means cow manure is the absolute top, number one thing you can use for fertilizer for plants. Why? Because it has exactly what it needs to cause something to grow. So it's your perception of how you view it. If you look at a fall as if, man, this took me down, I'll never be able to survive. The Bible says a righteous man falls seven times. So prophetically, God is telling you, you're going to fall. You're going to fall seven times, but don't worry about it. I will lift you out of all of them. Because as God lifts you up, you'll take with you what it is that will empower you. You'll take with you what it was that really caused you to rethink, restructure your mind, awaken you. Anytime you fall, you begin to wake up. How many know in a dream when you see yourself falling, you wake up? Why? Because it's in our DNA that every time we fall, we begin to automatically awaken spirit, soul, and body. Why? Because of the simple fact that when you begin to awaken, anytime you go through the miry clay, anytime you have a pig-sty experience like the prodigal son, anytime you hit rock bottom, something begins to awaken you. Why? Because it shows you there's nothing left to fall into. You've hit it. You've hit the rock bottom. And these are not bad times. These are great times when we begin to learn from these things. And so that's why I'm saying to yourself, you can learn, folks, from anything and everything. Now, you know, research conducted from last year, it found actually U.S. spending on corporate training grew by 15% last year, which is the highest growth rate in 7 years, to over 70 billion in the U.S. and over 130 billion worldwide. That's crazy. And then you begin to understand why, because people are beginning to be trained. Training is where the key is. You know, if corporations' training grew by 15% last year, that's over 70 billion, folks. 70 billion, 130 billion worldwide, which means people are tired of living mediocre lives. People want to be trained. You can be, you know, don't say to yourself, well, I can't afford to go to college, Jeremy. I can't afford to go to school, or I can't afford to go to trade school, or whatever. That's those excuses, folks. Those are excuses. Your life experience, you can learn from a dog. Did you know that? It is what you walk away from. When you walk away from a situation, it's what you take with you when you walk away. That is educating you. And the more education you get, God says if you're faithful in the small things, He'll make you faithful and rule over many things, which means you be faithful in the small things of what it is you can learn from. And when God sees that, He honors that. Everything's by steps in creation. And when you say, you know what, God, I'm going to learn from the nature. I'm going to get on TV and watch as much as I can of documentaries. Do you know what I do every night? My house loves to sit down and watch documentaries. I love documentaries about the universe, creation, stars, planets. I like to hear how we're made up of stardust. I like to hear how atoms and molecules work within our bodies. How the magnetism of the energy of magnetism, this magnetic field comes out from our bodies. And people might say, wow, that sounds a little crazy, but it's science. God created everything in the universe that way. So the point I'm making is this. I love to sit here and watch stories on the scriptures. I love to be able to watch documentaries on people who found, you know, King Tut's tomb, or, you know, things about Noah's Ark, or I like to learn about anything. I love to learn about secular things. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, many of you need to get out there, be very honest with you, and learn about secular things, because I love scripture with a passion. It's what it's our foundation, is it not? But guess what? Just because you know the Bible does not mean you're going to be able to be an attorney. You know, God, when they look at you, they're going to say, I'm sorry, but your Bible degree is not going to help you out one iota when it deals with becoming attorney. What do you have to do? You have to go through law school. So it requires education. And I always tell people this, you've got to learn to be so open-minded that you are mature enough to learn from anything. Learn from your enemies and learn from your friends. Learn from your best friends. Learn from those who despitefully hate you. You can learn from anything in life. The more you're empowered with education and knowledge, the more God will honor that, and He will cause that to be put to the test in the sense of saying, great, here, I'm going to push you in this area to be promoted, because now you're ready, because you've got the wisdom it takes to be promoted in this area. And so this is the thing we must understand and realize, all right? And these are keys. These are just a few keys that will help you in your personal life, in business, and things to look forward to when it deals with the jump-starting of your career, your success, success awaits you, folks. Success awaits you to be all things to all people, to be the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. And here, let me just leave you with this. I was preaching in a church last weekend, and I was teaching them this principle, and I said, you know, here's the bottom line. You're either a head or you're the tail. And yet, no matter when you look at your life, if you think to yourself, you know, I work for so-and-so, they control my hours, they control my pay, they control everything about my life, you know, I'm not creative at home, I live either in a house, a trailer, an apartment, therefore I'm not really creative, you know, I can't build, I don't add anything to my home, you know, so when you look at your life, my question would be this: if you're not creating your world, if you're not creating something in your life, you know, folks, there's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with it, but yet you can change. You have to remember, you're either you know, head or the tail. So don't be afraid to look at yourself and say, you know what, Jeremy, I'm actually a tail. I really am the tail, you know, and that's a clean word for you, but that's actually what the Bible talks about. You're either the head or the tail. And so we have to begin to look at our lives and say, if I'm not in the creative mode to own something, to be able to be in charge of my own home, to be in charge of things in my life, then I am nothing more than a mere tail. And you know what? You can change it about you to begin to be on top of the game and not let things surprise you, but you surprise things. Are you with me? When things begin to surprise you, that shows me, and it should show you, you're not in charge. Life is not here to overtake you. You're here to overtake life. God's given you abundance of life, which means God has given you life. He didn't say, I'm giving life to you. In other words, he's not saying, I'm going to give you to life, excuse me, you to life. I'm giving life to you. And so guess what? If life is given to us, then we have the power to control it. We have the power to speak into this life and tell it what it is we want to produce and what do we want to have. If we don't, then guess what? Life will have us, and you'll be a slave to life, and you do what the master of life tells you, as opposed to you being the master of your own life. And so remember, either you're going to choose your destiny, or somebody else will choose it for you. Either you're going to go to the path of creativity, or someone else will create your world for you. And either someone else will, the enemy, or God will, but somebody's going to create your world for you, folks. Either your boss will, your mom or your dad will, your wife will, your husband will, or either you begin to take the reins back and you begin to say, you know what, I've had enough. I've got to do it by God's grace and God's humility to build my future, build my world, create what it is I want, think from the level of what I need to think about, and make it happen. And folks, I promise you, your life will be happy. Your life will be full of success, joy, and happiness, and you'll have the biggest peace, because you know what? You're in charge now. You will look at your life and say, I'm finally in charge of my life. And even when surprises and things happen in your life, guess what? You can still be able to manage it, because your life is not out of control. When you don't manage life and control life, guess what happens? When something bad happens, it begins to manage you, and you begin to spiral down. When you have a hold of life and something bad begins to happen, it's just that one thing, because you've already trained yourself to be the head and not the tail. You've trained yourself to create your world and create your existence and your environment by the presence of God and by His will. And since you've done that, when something begins to surprise you and happen, because there's trials and tribulations, guess what? You can manage it better, because you've already been trained to know how to manage things, and you'll be able to say, you know what? This is not going to take me down. You know, this too is not unto death. I'll know what to do, because I've learned through the school of hard knocks. I've learned through life, and I understand now how to process this. And you'll be the head every time, folks. Amen. So, also, let me just leave you this before we close. I want to remind you, go to the website, identitynetwork.net, and I want to encourage each one of you in something. We did a school recently with one of my close friends, Wayne Sutton, and it's called School of Entrepreneur and Leadership Training. School of Entrepreneur and Leadership Training. It has been a huge success for us. Now, here's what I did in the course. I think we have about 10 teaching modules in it. Plus, we've included 2 ebooks. So you'll get 2 books and 10 teaching modules. Each module is about an hour, if not more, in length. So you're going to get well over 10 plus hours, plus some thick reading in those ebooks, let me tell you. And so the value of this retails for about $200. But one thing we did do, because it's a course on business and entrepreneur and training yourself how to become the leader of your life. And so what we did was we went ahead and put it on sale for $69.99. I want to encourage you guys, go to the website right now. You might say, well, I'm not really called to business. How do you know? How do you know when God has already called you to be the head and not the tail? That head in you could be asleep begging you to wake it up. People don't realize every one of us are leaders. And if you don't awaken the leader in you, then your perception will stay the same and you'll always see through the eyes of always serving others, which is powerful, but you'll always do it in a slave way, not an empowering way. And because of that, you'll never know what it's like to rise to the top of anything in your life. I want my life to consist of me knowing my ups and my downs and know how to rise back and pick myself back up and be the head every single time in my life. And I can teach and train you how. Trust me. And so go to the website, identitynetwork.net. In the search engine at the top, put in School of Entrepreneur and Leadership Training. Now, if you want to, just put in School of E. One of the best things I tell people, entrepreneur sometimes can be a little catchy if you don't know how to spell it. So just put in School of E. That's all you have to do. School of E, search, press the search button. The moment you do, it'll pop it up for you, and you can order it. It's a digital download course, total digital download course, folks. So you'll get it all right then and there, every bit of everything I told you, downloaded right that moment for $69.99. Folks, please, trust me. When this price goes up, it goes up, and you cannot order it for that price anymore. Get it right now. You're going to save about 50%, if not more, off that retail price. So get it for $69.99. Now, you can call the office to order it right now as well. At 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. When you call, just say, hey, I heard the broadcast of Jeremy, and he said that he wanted to be able to offer us the School of Entrepreneur and Leadership Training course, digital download for just $69.99. And that way you can go and they can adjust your price and they can order it and you can get it for that price. All right. So I want to see this in your hands, folks. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to improve your life. You owe it to yourself to improve your life. Amen. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Until our next broadcast, go and create your environment.